Now, things will look a little different at the MCG this week as the Boxing Day test begins. Members of Victoria's Police Critical Incident Response Team will be deployed as a highly visible presence in the wake of the Bondi attack. The specialist police will carry long-arm semi-automatic rifles in a measure Police Chief Mike Bush has described as another layer of protection to make sure cricket fans feel safe. And a decision based on the current threat environment, not due to a specific new threat to the event. Dr. Terry Goldsworthy is an Associate Professor of Criminal Justice at Bond University and a former Detective Inspector with Queensland Police. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Yeah, good morning.
Now, of course, unlike in other parts of the world, including the US and some of Asia, Australians are not used to seeing police patrolling in public spaces with long-arm semi-automatic rifles. After the Bondi attack, is this the new normal?
Look, I think in the short term it may well be. You know, as you alluded to, the Commissioner has talked about two issues. One is the environment, the general environment that the police are now operating in, and the second issue is specific threats to certain events, etc. So in regards to the environment, I think now the police services will take the viewpoint that this is an extra security precaution. I mean, if we look at Bondi in terms of what occurred there, it was clear that the police were outgunned. And there'll be more detail on that as the inquiries move forward. But certainly I think this is nothing new in some regards. I mean, police have had access to long arms for many, many years. When I first joined the Queensland Police in 1986, we had access to long arms, but, you know, it was restricted access. What you're seeing now is more public viewing of a tool that police have had access to for many years. And in Victoria, in 2019, they put $25 million into buying 600 new long arms that would be used by special operations units and also regional police. But, you know, generally the firearms are either at the station or locked away in a car, et cetera. The difference here is you're going to see police out and about carrying them in public. And I think that's for a reassurance message for the public. And, you know, it's also there to ensure they have the capability to respond if they need to.
Is there any evidence that carrying this sort of weaponry actually deters terrorists or mass shooters?
Look, it's difficult to say in terms of whether, you know, specifically having a long arm present with police will deter an offender from acting. It all depends on what kind of risk-benefit analysis they do and how prepared they are to commit their offence. What it certainly does, if you look at, you know, the crime triangle theory, it talks about a suitable victim, a lack of guardianship and a motivated offender being the three points of the triangle. Now, if you have a lack of guardianship and you could infer that to be that police not being armed sufficiently, that may make a motivated offender proceed with the offence. What it will do, I guess, is if the offender, I mean, some offenders just don't care. They'll commit the offence, doesn't matter what the risk or downside is. But if they are actually concerned about the downside, they may pause and think about the ability of the police to respond by having extra capability in terms of their firepower.
It's a cultural shift, though, isn't there? Is there a danger that the community seeing police armed with this type of weapons feels more frightened, feels that the chance of something happening is more likely?
Look, I mean, some people in the community will. I was reading a story on the ABC last night where they spoke to some members of the public and it seemed to be more in favour than not in favour at this point in time. What we need to realise is that the use of long arms is certainly not suitable for general duties policing across the board. They are suitable in certain circumstances, given the environment, where there's a deficiency in their capabilities. So, interestingly, in the announcement made by the police yesterday, they talked about the weapons being visible outside the MCG, not inside the MCG. Now, I'd imagine that there would be some capability of long arm response inside the MCG, but you're not going to be able to see that they're not going to be walking up and down the aisles. And that's just common sense, because if you're policing people who may be inebriated, violent, etc., the last thing you want to be doing is trying to arrest them with a long arm hanging off your shoulder. So, you know, they're not suitable for general duties policing. I think people need to understand you're not going to call the police to come to a break then, and they're not going to get out with a long arm hanging off them. It's just not suitable for, you know, 90% of policing duties day to day. What you will see is in specific offence, they will be there. We now operate in an environment, even though the national counterterrorism rating hasn't changed, it's still probable. We're now operating in an environment with, you know, lone wolf offenders in terms of terrorism. And it's very difficult to prevent those offences. You know, you don't have big networks of planning and things like that. And as you saw on the weekend, the ASIO have come out and said they really weren't aware of these people planning this event. You know, we'll find out more about that as time goes on. So I think what the police are trying to do is, even though the environment has changed, they don't have specific threats. So they're trying to, I guess, risk manage what may occur through the attack of a lone wolf active armed offender.
Interesting times for sure. Dr. Terry Goldsworthy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.